From APM, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We're at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas today at the South by Southwest Interactive Festival. One of the biggest names in tech in these parts has had a complicated few days. Michael Dell, chairman and CEO of computer and computer services giant Dell, wants to buy back his company from shareholders. The idea is once it's private, the company will have room to rebuild itself without the short-term demands of a publicly traded stock. But a powerful Dell shareholder, Carl Icahn, is reportedly now pushing for more money than is on offer, a development that could upset the deal. Although we were told Michael Dell couldn't address the buyout, it did come up during a rare interview at Dell headquarters outside Austin. Michael Dell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be with you.
If things go your way, how do you see this company in 5 years?
Dell is really evolving towards the ability to provide end-to-end solutions for our customers. And, of course, we started out with PCs and servers. And as the company has grown and developed, what we found is that products alone were unable to solve all the challenges and opportunities that customers have presented us. So you've seen us move aggressively into services, software, deeper into the data center, so we can really address the larger challenges that our customers have. So let me give you an example. In healthcare, Dell today is the world leader in healthcare IT. What that means is that we provide the IT systems for thousands of hospitals, evidence-based medicine systems, claim systems, affiliated physician systems. We store over 5.5 billion medical images in our secure cloud. And when we go and talk to a hospital, we're talking about improving patient outcomes. We're not talking about boxes and switches and ports. Yes, we do all those things too, but what we're really talking about are the things that are relevant to them. And I think you'll see Dell move very much in this direction of being able to provide complete solutions.
When I think of your brand, though, I think of a company that has a genius for very efficiently making devices. And you're saying there's something else there that you can leverage.
Devices continue to be important, you know, and PCs haven't gone away. Certainly there are all kinds of new devices on the scene as well with smartphones and tablets. And of course, a lot of IT also occurs outside the devices, right? There's the data center, and Dell is, you know, the leader in North America in x86 servers and leader in Asia, very close to being leader worldwide, actually.
What kind of servers?
These are x86 servers. So these are the servers that power the internet. These are the servers that run all of the mainstream applications and environments that customers use every single day. Workloads are moving off of big mainframes and mini computers, and Dell has been the key company that has really embraced open standards and allowed customers to free themselves from these older environments.
Let's talk about two of the technological trends of the moment and how Dell fits in. I'm thinking mobile, the move to mobile devices. I'm also thinking about the so-called cloud, where we keep our stuff, our documents, our photos, our music on faraway corporate computers. How does Dell fit into those two major trends?
Well, these are important trends, and you know, cloud is not just a buzzword. It's really changing the way IT gets done. It's enabling customers to access the benefits of IT more readily and more easily. And we're involved in this in many different aspects. Many customers are building their own private clouds, and we're in fact the leading supplier of the tools and capabilities to help a customer stand up a private cloud.
This is a company that would do that.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of companies are out there standing up their private clouds. We provide them the products and services to go do that. Many customers as well want to link that private cloud perhaps to our cloud to extend the capabilities of that. And then there are all these public clouds, all of the social networks, all sorts of services companies that are providing software as a service, and Dell's the leading provider of servers and storage and networking to those companies as well. So we participate in this as in many areas. Now, there are a couple of impediments to moving to the cloud. One is security, and the other is how do you integrate the cloud with all the other stuff that you had before? And so these are areas where Dell is very active as well. We have a substantial IT security business, and we help customers integrate over a million transactions a day between, let's say, older on-premise applications and cloud-based applications.
Now, Mr. Dell, we are talking at a critical moment for you and this company. Can you give me a sense of where your head is at as we get to the middle part of March 2013?
Well, it's a very exciting time for our company. Our board recently announced that it agreed with myself and a firm called Silver Lake to take the company private, which means the company will be even more founder-led than it was in its first few decades.
Yeah, you being the founder.
That's correct. And so, I think this is very good for our customers. It gives our shareholders an opportunity to take advantage of, some of the benefits of the things that we're doing as a company, if they're successful, without taking on all the risks that I and Silver Lake will bear.
And this is going to be good for your shareholders.
Thank you for your question. I think you should direct the question to the company.
And I was asking about your mindset before. Help me understand this. How did this company get to the stage where you had to contemplate wrenching changes like this?
When I think about our business, the company started as a product company, and we grew quite successfully as a product company. And, the first 8 years, we grew 80% per year. The 6 years after that, we grew 60% per year. So tremendous amount of growth. But as we looked at that, we said, hey, a lot of the additional opportunities are beyond products themselves. And if you look at the overall IT market, it's actually about a $3 trillion industry. And so a lot of those opportunities have taken us into services, into software, expanding into emerging markets. You see a very different Dell today than you did 5 years ago. And so, we've invested $10 billion in the last several years organically and inorganically through acquisitions to be able to essentially create this full range of end-to-end services.
But you have a lot of work to do. Do you, at some level, blame yourself for the work that has to be done now?
Well, this isn't necessarily easy stuff. I mean, what we're doing is building broad new capabilities. And I think, our customers resonate with that. So we're seeing a lot of acceptance as we're building out these new solutions. We're seeing good acceptance.
This is a company with roots in this part of Texas, in the Austin area. Why keep it here? No temptation to move to the southwest portion of the San Francisco Bay or anything?
No, in fact, I think companies are coming the other way. Texas is a great place to do business. We've been very fortunate to be here. It's been a fantastic place to attract and grow talent, and just been really pleased. The quality of life here is fantastic, very rich culture. What I'll also tell you about any company, especially great companies, you find a great company, you'll find a great university nearby. And, we have that here in Austin. We have a fantastic sort of physical plant in terms of the surroundings, and it's just a wonderful place.
Tech for tech's sake is one thing. Tech for fun and profit is another. But what about tech to change the world? I know that you spent a lot of time focusing through, for instance, your foundation on urban poverty issues, childhood education. How does tech fit into that work?
The largest opportunities and challenges in the world are really heavily influenced by technology, and technology can help address those. So you think about what's going on in education, in healthcare, in the environment, energy. Technology is actually a big part of the solution. And our foundation, using some of the opportunities I've had personally, in creating this company, has given us a chance to really make a big difference in areas like education, healthcare, We've created a scholarship program, one of the larger ones here in the United States, a couple of thousand scholarships for college students. And using technology, we've been able to keep in touch with those students. And they've, you know, experienced a graduation rate, which is, kind of more than 85%, which is substantially above other scholarship programs. I think also, you know, broadly, if we step back and look at what we're doing in inside our business, again, technology is the primary solution to, you know, the largest challenges out there. So that's an exciting thing for us. We may not go solve all those problems ourselves, but the products and services that we create will indeed solve them.
Michael, you're working pretty hard these days. Is it still fun for you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we're doing epic stuff here. And this is about growth. It's about the long term in our business. It's about doing the right things for our customers and creating, the next generation of growth and success in our business.
Michael Dell, CEO, founder, Dell, thank you very much.
Thank you.